Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Hello, hello, hello. So lovely to be here with you on a Tuesday morning, recording my favorite thing in the whole wide world and my favorite way to connect with you. And today that is a podcast on motherhood and the seasons of life. It's about burnout. It's about permission to not do it all and permission to do you and to connect with your authentic truth. And to let go of all the shoulds and all the societal pressures and all the messages from the outside world telling you what you should be doing or what's right or wrong. And I wanted to speak to this because first and foremost, I mean, it's something that I've personally had a really, really big journey with. Myself, becoming a mum, particularly when I had my second child, things really, really shifted for me. And some incredible learnings that I've had along the way, and also the realization that I'm about to move into a whole new season as we enter our caravan adventure around Australia, which I'll speak more about soon. And the other piece was that I feel like it's a conversation that is being had more and more that clients are asking me about, that coaches are speaking about. And I think it's just such an important one because, you know, there's this pressure to always be striving, to always be pushing, to always be succeeding, to always be looking for that next level, and to not necessarily be burning yourself out, but making sure that you are really pushing yourself to the, you know, the end of your limit without burning yourself out. We can't have that. But it's like there's this expectation to push yourself just to the level just before burnout. And, you know, often this pressure that we put on ourselves can come from a very young age, you know, particularly if you were one of those kids out there that maybe got a lot of love and recognition and attention and respect from, you know, achieving and winning awards or, you know, learning the new thing or whatever it might have been. And I feel like this then continues on in life. Like we might start a business and it becomes perpetuated by social media, like this pressure to keep succeeding and to keep growing. You know, it doesn't help that on social media, everyone posts about all of their different successes, like what revenue goals they've hit, what promotions they've had at work, or how much they're making, or whatever it is. It's like something which was probably sparked from a young age then becomes fueled by what we're seeing on the outside. And I know I saw a post about this the other day, and it's something that I've spoken to a few different business owners about. And I wanted to share a little bit about my own story of what shifted with me because, you know, only a few years ago when I first had Hazy Babes, who's now three, like it was when we had just moved into our new house. We'd just gone through the building, the renovation process. We were in the middle of COVID. there was financial challenges, all of the things, and my nervous system, my poor, beautiful nervous system was just absolutely fried. Like my hormones were all over the place with breastfeeding and, you know, being in that post-birth period, what they call the fourth trimester. And I can now, you know, realize and say, because I got a bit more perspective, like I was pretty close to like emotional mental breakdown. I laugh, but you know, that's a very nervous, awkward laugh there, because it was not a good place that I was in. And I can only see it now through like a lens from a few years later, that there was a little internal machine, a little internal voice that while I was pretty fried in terms of my nervous system, there was still this little voice that just kept saying like, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep pushing, keep creating offers, keep selling, keep striving, keep achieving success, you know, all of the things. And, you know, it hit a point where I really had to look at my business, where I was at, and what I was doing, and make a decision to decide how I wanted to move forward. Because there was this moment where I just realized that what I was doing was not sustainable and not fulfilling either. It's like I was kind of just on the treadmill, like not really knowing where I was going and not getting a heap of fulfillment from what I was doing, because I didn't have that sense of like clarity and focus and purpose. And I realized as well that, you know, like I didn't have to be doing any of this, right? Like who says that you have to at all times in your life be pushing and striving and forcing and achieving? And I actually feel like there's this kind of collective shift at the moment away from hustle culture, away from striving, away from pushing, away from having to just like hit metrics and hit goals for the sake of hitting goals. And that was what was sort of coming up for me, was like, you know, why did I have to push? Why did I have to keep going? And to be honest, back in the day, before I had kids, before I had to give my energy away to some other little humans, I definitely would have got away with the hustling and the striving and the pushing and the burning myself out continuously. But the beauties that they are, you know, my gorgeous little forces of children, my kids, you know, they really forced me into making a decision about my energy. And really, if you think about, for anyone out there that owns a business or is that like is a key leader in a business, having a business, having a career is really like having a baby. And if you've already got other little babies, like I already had two, that means that I had three babies that I really had to think around like how I wanted to invest my time and energy. And so it was around that time that I made a conscious decision to do an energy audit on my business. And to because I can't really do an energy audit on the kids, unfortunately, but I could do an energy audit on my business. Like I have full control of my business, free decision-making, like complete decision-making autonomy and authority. And I looked at this energy audit through three different lenses. I first and foremost asked myself the question, what is the work that lights me up? What is the work that gives me energy, that gives me purpose, that gives me passion, that makes me feel alive? That was the first question. And then I asked, what is the work that I'm really naturally good at? Like, where is my zone of genius? What are my strengths? And what are those areas that I can really have an incredible impact with my clients by using my strengths? And the third question that I asked was, which work has the smartest effort to return ratio? Like, which is the work that actually just makes most sense effort and energy wise for me to continue doing? So say, for example, I could look at the option of either selling 10 offers for $100, so 10 low-cost offers for $100 and make $1,000, or I could focus my energy on selling one 40 grand coaching and consulting offer. They both include a similar amount of effort, yet one has a much, much larger return on that effort. Does that make sense? And so I looked at these three different options, or these three different lenses, like what gives me energy, what lights me up, what am I really good at, and what actually makes a massive impact with my clients, and what has the smartest effort to return ratio. And so I actually, like, you know, drew this out in like a little Venn diagram, you know, those three circles, and actually looked at the pieces of my business that made the most sense to hold on to for all the different reasons. Like what was going to be the win-win for all of my clients. And I made the decision to let go of doing little mini courses because they require a lot of time, a lot of effort, and they actually, in terms of the cost that you sell them for, they're actually a lower cost solution. And while they do tend to make a pretty good impact on clients and on people, typically courses don't have the greatest completion rates from what the research shows. Like most people will do about 60% of a course on a good day. And they're not completely personalized and one-to-one, right? So they're not going to go as deep as one-to-one coaching. So I made some decisions around really focusing in on one-to-one coaching with CEOs and founders, you know, one-to-one coaching with general management and team leaders of businesses, one-to-one coaching with entrepreneurs and those starting their businesses, and also focusing on leadership development in terms of training and workshops and masterclasses. And I also created this incredible resource, which is called the Spark Leadership Portal, which basically houses all of the different templates, resources, masterclasses, videos, and everything as a support resource for all of my clients so that they really got the whole different range of support that they needed. And I didn't just do this with like how I serve my clients. I did this across my entire business. So I looked at, yes, my offers, but I also looked at my clients, like who are the clients that I really get lit up with and that I work well with and that I can have the greatest impact with. What about with my marketing and my networking and sales? Like where am I getting the best results and what do I enjoy the most? And I made a conscious decision to go all in on, you know, person-to-person, face-to-face relationships and going to more in-person events because they light me up and I truly, truly do not see it as work to go to networking events. And I get typically really, really good results from these events in terms of contacts that then often translate into paid clients, as opposed to I looked at some of the other ways that I do things such as social media. And while this had a decent level of results and enjoyment, it wasn't nearly as high as some of the other different areas. And so given this particular season that I was in, and I think this is an important part to note, is that if you're in a business growth this season, you might decide to do it all. You might decide to still go all in on social media, even if you're not making incredible results right now, because you know that later down the line, it's going to really pay off. But the season that I was in and that I am still currently in is like deep motherhood, right? Like I've got two young, very energetic kids who are 3 and 5, and I know that they are never going to require more energy from me than when they're at this really, really young age. Not to say that that will disappear later on, but right now they're really high intensity and high energy because they're kids, right? And so at this stage in my business, this phase of my business, I was really in the phase of like sustainability, simplicity, fulfillment, and flow, right? And so I looked at all of these different areas of my business and looked at the ones that light me up and the ones that got the results, and I doubled down on those. You know, I simplified the shit out of everything. I let go of everything that I didn't have to do that wasn't like a make or break. And I looked at which of my marketing and BD channels like I really enjoyed delivering, and I doubled down on those. I also up-leveled the level of support in terms of like systems, platforms, technology to support me. I invested in team members and really empowered them so that I could take things off my plate and just simplified the shit out of everything that I possibly could. And I ended up with 15 to 20 hours a week of work, making 15 to 20K months revenue. And I found that I was having more and more fun, more and more impact, and more just ease and fulfillment than I'd ever had before. And my nervous system was slowly coming into balance. And this was like the best part of it all. You know, I had energy to give to my kids and to be present and to really, you know, truly be with them and enjoy them and their time. So for me, yeah, this phase became about sustainability and ease and flow. And I wanted to speak about this because, you know, as a mother, I realized that I was going through an identity shift, right? From being a kind of pretty independent, high energy achiever who could say yes to everything and always striving and growing and wanting to do all the things, I was shifting. My identity was shifting to kind of like owning that role as a mother a little bit more, which I don't think I had truly done for the first couple of years of motherhood, to be honest. Like I was going through the motions and doing all the things, but you can kind of get away with it a little bit with just one. But once, or well, I could anyway. But then when two came into the picture, it really required some growth and a true shift in me. So I went through a shift of prioritizing, you know, my business success to prioritizing the happiness and health of our family. And one last thing that I wanted to say on this, before I do this, I want to preface this by saying that this is not to say that this is what you need to be doing. The reason why I wanted to record this podcast was to give you permission to recognize that if you are feeling the call and feeling the pull for a bit of a shift internally or externally, whether you are feeling the pull for a different, you know, season of life, maybe you've been in the hustle and you can kind of pull, like hear a little quiet pull from within saying, can we slow down a bit? I wanted to give you permission, you know, just to entertain that voice and to let that voice be there and to hear it, because it's a voice that I'm seeing come out from many, many people around me. And I wanted to speak to this to kind of give that voice perhaps some words that if you've been in the hustle, busy, you may not have got to hear that fully yet. If you're not in that phase and you're like, nah, I'm ready for growth, then that's also bloody amazing, and kick on with it and enjoy it while you're in it, right? Like permission for whatever phase of business and life that you're in right now. But one last quick thing that I wanted to say in here was, you know, something that really supported me was letting go of the belief that as women we have to do it all. Letting go of the belief that as women we have to do it all, and that we, you know, have to have it all. And I remember my father-in-law, when I was really in the thick of, you know, second child life, his name's Khaki, said to me once, you know, Em, you women, like you guys have got it tough, Em. And I remember looking at him and I was like, oh, what's he going to say? Because he can be a pretty funny character. So this conversation could have gone in many different directions. And I said, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about, Park? And he said, you know, you women, you've got more freedom. And just imagine like a really like Australian ochre farmer character who's just like so gorgeous, really, really Australian, love him to pieces. He said, you guys have got more freedom than ever before, but you're now expected to look after the kids, to work, to look after the house, to do everything. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure. And I just remember, like, I still remember this moment to this day, like, just feeling so seen by this beautiful human. Like, he said it with such heart and such kindness, you know, coming from a man who's lived most of his life out on a farm and who's seen many changes of seasons with women in the household. And I think it speaks to something so important that, you know, these days, you know, women in business, women in careers, like we've got more power and more freedom and control than ever before. But there's also these other parts to our lives that often haven't shifted. And so it means that we're just holding more than ever before. And if you've heard of the book called Fair Play, and I think there's even a documentary around it. It's a really, really good one that speaks to all of this. The fact that, you know, we as women can often be holding and doing more physically around the house, like with kids and chores and all of those sort of things. So not only are we doing more physically, but we're also carrying more of the mental, emotional, logistical load of the house and family and kids and all of that, you know, like in terms of like the management of the household. So thinking about like, when is the cleaner coming? When do the kids need to be enrolled in school? What are the different social events and birthdays that we've got going on? Like, so we're not only employees of the house who are like doing the tasks, but we're also like the managers. So we've kind of got two different roles. And it was when I kind of like started to learn about this concept of fair play and like emotional load or mental load that my husband and I did this exercise. It was part of a modern marriage course that we did, where we went through and we like actually looked at all the different things that we do on a weekly, fortnightly, monthly, yearly basis in our household, and actually like put someone's name as the owner of each of these different things. And, you know, the owner doesn't necessarily have to do the thing, but the owner owns it, right? Like the owner is in charge of making sure that that thing is done. And doing this exercise was so enlightening. Like literally I felt lighter and more in control afterwards. And I remember like a physical feeling of like release and letting go, because otherwise sometimes as mothers in business, you know, looking after a household and all the different things, if it's not written down with a person's name next to it, this list, you know, swims around, floats around in your head all day. You're holding it all day. let alone toddler meltdowns and tantrums and all the emotional load that you have to hold. You know, once you have a plan and it's on paper and someone's name is next to each one of those things, you're in control and you can actually like let go of the things that are not on your list. And my husband and I, well, I particularly found this like so, so game changing. So I just wanted to speak to those two pieces because I feel like they have made a massive, massive impact on my life and motherhood and supported the beautiful phase that we're in right now. And if it was me, I would have wanted to have heard about all these different things back when I was deep in it, right? So right now I'm in the season of ease and fulfillment and spiritual growth and motherhood and coming back into my authenticity and remembering and embodying who I was before the world told me who I should be. Remembering who I was before the world told me who I should be. So that's the phase that I'm in right now. You know, I always know that business is going to be part of my life. I love it way too much to ever let it go. But it's come into balance with a few other priorities in my life about actually coming into my own authentic truth. And I wanted to record this to give you permission for whatever season you're in, like permission to ease into motherhood, permission to slow down, permission to ease into a new season, whatever that might be, if you feel it's calling you. You know, maybe you've been in the hustle, push, strive, business growth season and you're now ready for more adventure and play and ease. You know, for us as a family, we're now slowly shifting into a whole different season of family and adventure as we prepare for our lap around Australia in mid-June for 7 months. And it's something that we've been planning on and working on behind the scenes for the last 6 to 12 months. You know, we've been saving up for a caravan. We've been buying and selling cars, you know, buying one that will be strong enough to pull the caravan, prepping our house for rental. You know, I've been preparing the business, hiring new team members, up-leveling and simplifying how I support clients because I'm going to be taking the business with me because I just love it too much and I love my clients and what I do too much. And because this new season is going to require, you know, even more of letting go of hustle, of that achiever side that is, you know, definitely got a strong part within me. And I can already sense the challenge and the growth that will come with this next season and this next phase. And I'm so here for it. There are nerves, there's anxiety, there's excitement, there's adventure, there's all the things, but I'm like so, so here for it. So I hope that you found this podcast valuable and useful. Stay tuned because I'm going to be bringing the podcast with me on our adventures so that I can keep you in the loop with this new phase. And as always, send me the love if you enjoyed today's podcast episode. And until next time, big love. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.